Hello again. This is Pastor Deborah, and we are beginning this new section of the School of Light called Prayer and Fasting. I want to give you a warning, a disclaimer, before you begin. This section may be very troubling for you and triggering, so go slow and stop as needed. As you read and as you listen and as you watch, you will not be alone this time. As you listen and hear, you may experience many feelings of fear, triggering, and memories that come back and that arise and are very frightening to you. But I will be with you, and so will Agape Love during these times. This warning is to just let you know Pastor Deborah went through some not nice things, tests and trials, so she would qualify to be a mighty priest and king to help you. So this is a warning, a disclaimer, that the following lessons may be a little hard to listen to. As we get into Volume 2, they are the true stories of people that Pastor Deborah worked with. But some of her tests and trials, you may see that learning how to help people the Lord's way is very hard. So I wanted to warn you and give you this disclaimer. So don't worry. Healing is here for you. Restoration, and there is help during these videos. So come and learn and grow. Go slow. Love always and forever, Pastor Deborah. Hello again, Pastor Deborah here, and we are in another video of prayer and fasting. This is on the website, and I'm reading it to you so you can hear and learn about the journey that Pastor Deborah went on, the scripture foundation she lived on and still does, from her many different stories. They're all true. Pastor Deborah lived through all the tests and the trials, and we are beginning another lesson in the School of Light called Prayer and Fasting. Once again, as I said, we are in another lesson. This is lesson number 3 of Prayer and Fasting, Volume 1, in the School of Light, here with Pastor Deborah. I want you to just listen and watch and enjoy and go on a trip with me as we travel the path and the journey Pastor Deborah took to learn how to help people the Lord's way. Agape love. Love is here. The gift. Once again, you'll be able to find this and all the others from Prayer and Fasting on the website in the section called The Kingdom of Agape Love. There's no spiritual distance too great for agape love to spiritually travel for you, little one, to find you and to reach you, to touch you, to love you with the love of a heavenly Father. Matthew 18:14. This was a vital scripture foundation and still is, for it tells you much about the heavenly Father's heart for you. Verse 14, even so, it is not the spiritual will, the heart, the desire, the purpose of your heavenly Father, yes, yours, who and is in heaven, that even one of you, one of these least of these spiritual little ones, should spiritually perish, be eternally separated from him. He does not desire that. Matthew 19:14, the Authorized King James Version. Verse 14. Suffer, which means allow, let, do not hinder the little spiritual children. That's you. And spiritually forbid them not to spiritually come to me. Yes, your spirit, the real you, the one that lives on after earthly death, can be spiritually forbidden and not allowed to come to him. Why? Because there are other spiritual things, forces, beings at work against this. And even some human spirits as well. He desires that you not be forbidden to come to him. your spiritual Heavenly Father through His Son, the Word, Christ Jesus. Yeah, some people will forbid you. And if you do choose to come, oh, there's a great price to pay in many, many countries and many religions. They'll kill you, kill your family, but it's worth it. Yep, it's worth it. Do you see them? Yes, I see you. Do you hear them? Yes, I hear you. Do you hear the silent cries? Yes, Pastor Deborah has always heard your cries. Even when you are in a trance, even when you cannot speak, but with your eyes, I can hear you, I can see you, so can He. And He and I can hear your silent cries. Do you see their precious spiritual hands in the darkness? Yes. Pastor Deborah has these visions. You'll learn about them. God sees your hands, even if you can't reach up, or even if you just reach up with a little finger, or only thing that reaches up is your eyes, even if your head is down. I ask, do you see them? Pastor Deborah does, and she always has. Psalms 27:10, the Authorized King James Version. Verse 10, when my earthly father and mother spiritually forsake me, and they will, we all have been there, then the Lord will spiritually take you up. Yes, yes, yes. John 12:44-46. Verse 44, he who spiritually believes in me, in Christ Jesus, as the Son of the living God, believes not in me, but in Him who sent me. Yeah. When you believe that Christ Jesus is the Son of the living God, His offspring, His image and likeness, you are believing in the Father, because they are one. Verse 45. And he who sees me, who sees the Son, who sees Christ, who sees Jesus, who hears him, he sees him who sent me. You get a two for one. Yep, it's real easy. This Heavenly Father did not make it hard for you. Verse 46, I have spiritually come as a spiritual light into the dark spiritual world. The world that governs your ideas, your concepts, your thoughts, your beliefs, in here, in your spirit. I've come into that world, and I've come into the world on the planet Earth, that dark world where the fog of the prince of the power of the air covers it in darkness and ignorance and evil and wickedness. I've come, he says. The Word of God, the Heavenly Father Himself, says, I've come into that world. And he who sees me in it, sees Him who sent Him. And he's spiritually come. The Word has come. So that whoever, that means every human, believes in me, in the Word, in Christ Jesus, as the Son of the living God, not as a teacher or a prophet, even though he was those, but as the Son of the living God. May not those who believe that, may not spiritually remain in spiritual darkness, ignorance. Oh yeah, you are in deep ignorance. For the kingdom of heaven, it is here, it is at hand. It's near unto you, even now. Agape love. The greatest gift of all. 1 Corinthians 13:4-13. The Authorized King James Version. Agape love, the Heavenly Father, and His other side of Him, the mother of us, spiritually suffers long. Agape love is spiritually kind. Agape love spiritually envies not. It's not jealous. Agape love spiritually vaunts, does not lift itself up in pride. Agape love is not spiritually puffed up, raised up, believing in itself, up in pride of self. Agape love does not spiritually behave or act or think unseemly. Agape love spiritually seeks not its own way. Agape love is not easily spiritually provoked. It's a mama's heart. It's a mama's mind. Agape love is mama, the very heart of the Heavenly Father. Agape love thinks no evil. Agape love spiritually rejoices in spiritual truth. Agape love spiritually bears, endures, carries, puts on himself on behalf of others all things. You'll learn a lot about that later on a cross and a story from Pastor Deborah about I'll bear your burdens as Jesus Christ bore mine. You'll read about a true story. Pastor Deborah still has the pacemaker about that story. Agape love spiritually believes all spiritual things are possible. Never wavers in that. Agape love spiritually hopes all spiritual things are possible. Agape love spiritually endures all spiritual things that are done to it, done against it. It endures it. Agape love spiritually never fails. Agape love, where a peace of the Heavenly Father flows freely, like a gentle river, ever flowing, where His joy is freely given and is eternal. Excuse me if I keep looking down with my eyes. I'm reading off my computer what was written, so you can go and look. Where His joy is freely given and is eternal. It's unspeakable. Where nothing is spiritually impossible with and through the Heavenly Father's gift. Where there are riches and glory beyond comprehension. Treasures overflowing. Where one's true spiritual identity and image is anchored and is found. Where one's true homeland, country and land and territory, nation is the kingdom of heaven. Where one's spiritual father, your source, your provider, your creator and Lord and mother, the carrier of life, the bond of the family, the tie of the intimacy between members of the family are found. Where agape love is the royal law of the kingdom of heaven, and its banner flies over all, high above it, high on the top of a mountain, high for all to see. Agape love spiritually sent to spiritually reach deep into the hidden kingdom of darkness, deep into your spiritual heart and mind, deep into the world around the earth, deep into the lives of humanity. Spiritually sent to reach precious little ones like you who are spiritually hidden in deep places of ignorance. Spiritually sent to reach precious little ones whose hearts are fearful, broken and fractured into many pieces. Spiritually moving in the power of the Holy Spirit to set spiritual captives free. Slaves held in bondage to be set spiritually free. Spiritually never retreating or surrendering. The free gift, the greatest gift of the heart of the Heavenly Father, agape love. Agape love was sent through space and time. It stepped out of eternity and into time. It left its own land to find its lost children, its lost ones. It came to give. It came to find. It came to restore. Agape love was expressly reflected from out of its throne of grace to all, the realm of the Spirit and the realm of the eternal, sent in through words and their demonstrations of their rulership and kingship, spiritually took all upon itself. Agape love spiritually bore all for all of humanity, paid the price for everyone's freedom. It was nailed to a cross. It took all with him, placed them inside of himself, and built a bridge to an unknown land. He opened the gates of the spiritual hell itself, of death and the grave, where the lost ones were, and set them free. He healed a great divide between the Father, the Mother of agape love, and their lost children, lost in darkness. Agape love said, "Father, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Agape love said, "Father, I'll pay the price they owe. I'll go in their place for them. Take me instead. Put them in me as I am in you. In the eyes and the laws of the kingdom, what happens to me, be it so unto them." Agape love said from across, "It is finished. It is done." Agape love made a spiritual show openly of the spiritual defeat of Satan, of sin, of death, rebellion, and the grave, and their kingdom of darkness. Agape love sits on its heavenly throne of grace now for all to see, to believe in, and to honor. Agape love spiritually desires that not even one of its lost little spiritual ones, all of humanity, be spiritually lost to it. Not even one, not even you. Agape love made dry spiritual lands of the spiritual wilderness on the earth, in the hearts of humanity. It made these spiritual dry places rivers of living water, freely flowing to all, never-ending living water for thirsty hearts. Agape love. Before the beginning of time, it was destined to be sent, to travel into great darkness, destined to finish its long race for its love of humanity, for the law must be obeyed. No retreat, no surrender was its law. It would obey. The law of life had to be obeyed, followed, and be raised up as righteous for all to see in eternity. Agape love did it all for itself, for others, for the kingdom of heaven. Agape love, the very heart of the Heavenly Father himself, the heart of God the Most High, the heart of the Creator of all life, the heart of life itself. Agape love, the only love a spiritual heart will ever desire, want, need, and seek to find. The only spiritual father and mother a spiritual heart needs. Agape love, the heart that has everything you and your heart spiritually needs and desires. Everything needed for a healthy, free, and growing spiritual life. Agape love paid the highest price for your freedom from slavery and captivity. It took the punishment and the judgment of the long ancient rebellion of independence, of disobedience. Agape love willingly allowed the full weight of the wrath of the law of the kingdom of heaven, of judgment, to be placed on it. Willingly endured its own separation from itself, to be sent to hell so others did not have to suffer these consequences of the ancient law of life. If you sin, you die. Agape love did all for all of humanity, for all of time, for all of the ages. Gave itself so all could hug each other again, dance together, sing and rejoice together. Endured the pain, the shame, the beatings, the nails, the stripes on his back, a crown of thorns instead of a royal, beautiful crown. So itself and all of its lost little ones, you, could become one in spirit again, one family, one house, one kingdom. Agape love for all to spiritually rejoice and dance and be happy in your hearts. All is spiritually healed, mended, restored between us now because of the cross. It's a new day, a glorious new morning. It has dawned. It's a new age. The light of day has risen over the hearts of all. The old day, the old nights, the old has passed away. All things are new. So open up the greatest gift ever given, the greatest gift of the heart of the Heavenly Father. Open the gift. Look inside. Put on the signet ring of the kingdom of heaven. Place the crown of the kingdom of heaven on your spiritual head, your spiritual heart. Put on the white robe of righteousness, the robe of light, of the victory of believing the cross. Put the scepter in your hand. Hold the rod and the staff, and hold the orb. Now, step out onto the red carpet and let us all meet you. A legal royal child of the kingdom and of the King of Heaven. Now take your spiritual place in the family business and go and rule and reign on earth as a king from and of the kingdom of heaven. As you ruled in heaven, as it is in heaven, rule on earth through the kingdom's laws of righteousness and agape love, as a spiritual ambassador under the complete obedience of the royal law of agape love, the royal law of the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of the heart of life, the Heavenly Father himself. Come and receive the gift of agape love. He's waiting. The door is open. The bridge is laid down. He's waiting. The lights are on. All of heaven is waiting to find you and see you. Come out, little one of the darkness. Just believe he is real. He'll do the rest. Love always and forever, Pastor Deborah. And this ends this lesson of prayer and fasting. We'll pick up again in the School of Light lesson. I believe it is lesson number 4. And we're working through the Kingdom of Agape Love. The section on the website of Agape Love is here, www.agapeloveishere.org, in that's written. I wanted you to have this so you could hear it. So enjoy. I'll see you in the next lesson of the School of Light, Prayer and Fasting. Love always. Bye-bye, Pastor Deborah. See you then.
Thank you for listening and watching this video. It is an honor and a pleasure to have you stopped by today and watch. This is Pastor Deborah, and I hope you come again and watch many, many more videos and learn and grow spiritually and hear how she has helped people spiritually, the Lord's way, for many, many years. Come again, watch another one, and we welcome you to be a subscriber to the channel, to make comments, and if you wish to contact Pastor Deborah, please email her at her email address for the ministry at pastordeborah@agapeloveishere.org. You can also see these videos on Twitter and on the website in the many different sections that they are put into. Enjoy, and it was once again an honor to have you watch and listen. Thank you, and come again to another video of Agape Love, Love is Here Ministries, a ministry of helping people the Lord's way that Pastor Deborah has been doing for many, many years. Love always and forever, Pastor Deborah.